Hey everybody, today I watched The Ridiculous Six, Part 17, Minutes 97 through 102, which begins with the line, "Seen this?" and ends with the line, "Son of a..." Okay, lots of stuff happens in this segment. I mean, not lots of stuff, but I took a lot of notes. So it turns out that Herm was trying to do the tumbleweed thing that White Knife did earlier in the film. Is it Timmy? Jimmy? Johnny? Whatever. Adam Sandler's character. Herm does it unsuccessfully. And it actually was I thought that was kind of funny. Frank resolves everything in a second by saying, "Hey, you have one last person to split this with. Get out of here." And by the end of this 6 minutes, we realize why it was so easy for him to resolve this disagreement. Because the gang was actually with him the entire time. But we find this out after he bonds with all six of his sons. And gives the age-old advice, stuff happens to Luke Wilson's character. As we might remember, he was responsible for letting the fella at the playhouse. He left his post guarding the president, leading to Lincoln's death. And I just now realized that both this and the Hateful Eight have some link to President Lincoln. Some reference to him. Anyway, when he learns that they actually have 50 grand instead of just, or that they actually have 100 grand total and not just the 50 that they gave the gang, he summons the gang back because they were working with him all along. And it seems like he's about to ask them to join the gang. Or maybe he's about to kill them all. I don't know. And we also, the Left Eye gang are still there. So they're stunned at this development as well. Oh yeah, we had him saying that Herm's mom was hitting it hard with the whiskey while she was pregnant. That was a pretty good joke. But other than that, mostly just story development here. Much like the last segment, not a whole lot of laugh-out-loud silliness stuff. No, the last segment had the guys... No, that was the segment before that. The guys buried up to their necks with all the animals bothering him. Anyway, yeah, I guess I'm interested to see what happens next, but I won't find out until later this week, because I will watch and record this late Friday night, the next segment, and then the following two nights. So by this time next Sunday, I will be done watching this movie at last. But maybe I'll find another film of a similar nature to watch a few minutes at a time during these late night hours to pass just a little bit of the time, but not the whole amount all at once. Okay, let me know what you thought about this segment and everything leading up to it by tweeting me at jkire, that's J-K-I-R-E. If you haven't watched this film yet, it's exclusively on Netflix, so go check it out there. I wonder if it'll come out on it'll probably come out on Blu-ray at some point. I would imagine, late May. Yeah, something like that. Totally pointless to make that prediction. And be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. I'm really behind on posting all these audio booms on there. So follow on audioboom.com/JakeKeyer. In the meantime, to get the episodes as they're posted and not having to rely on me on posting them again over on the other sites. Okay, that's it. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time.